latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Wednesday's Manchester City headlines, and City striker Wilfred Bonny is poised to join Stoke City on a season-long loan deal for a £2 million loan fee. The Ivory Coast striker, who fell out of favour at City last season and has been largely ignored so far by new boss Pep Guardiola, had also been linked with Sunderland. Speculation had also centred around the possibility of Bonny waiting at City until January and then heading to the wealthy Chinese Super League, where the summer transfer window has already closed. But Bonny is now expected to link up with Mark Hughes' squad, who scored just 2 Premier League goals this season and currently lie rock bottom of the table. He tweeted that he's looking forward to a new chapter in his career on Wednesday morning and was later spotted at Stoke City's training ground. He'll undergo a medical on deadline day and a deal should go through. Elsewhere, and City could well be set to sign a teenage goalkeeper from Poland by the name of Paweł Sokol. He had a successful 10-day trial at the club back in June, and reports in Poland suggest that his agent is flying over to Manchester to complete that deal on deadline day. He's currently the goalkeeper for the Poland under-16 squad. And finally, Alexander Kolarov says he won't get carried away by City's perfect start to the season, insisting they need to be ready for the derby. Kolarov, who has earned praise from Pep Guardiola, insists nobody can afford to get carried away during the present international break. He said, "It's always good when a manager says nice things about you, but I'm professional and do what the manager asks of me. I'm taking the moment and the team is doing well and we have won all the games. But it's just the start of the season and we now have an international break. We have to be focused every day on what we're doing and be ready for the derby against Manchester United." Well, at the moment, Sergio Aguero is still available for that derby clash on September the 10th. He has been charged with violent conduct following his alleged elbow in the West Ham game. City await developments on that.